October 27, 1921. The divine will must be like the soul to the body. I was saying to my always lovable Jesus, "It has been a long time since you placed me inside of you. I would feel safer, and I could share more in your divinity, as if the earth did not belong to me, and heaven were my dwelling. How many tears did I not have to shed, when your volition would put me out? The mere sensing the air of the earth was an unbearable weight for me. But your will would win, and I, bowing my forehead, would resign myself. Now I feel that you are always inside of me. And when I become delirious for seeing you, by just moving in my interior, or but putting out an arm, you calm me and give me life. Tell me, what is the reason? And Jesus, my daughter, it is fair after I carried you in my interior for my whole life, that your duty be to carry me in your interior for all of your life. If I placed you in my interior, it was in order to perfume your soul, and to extend a new heaven within you, so as to render it a worthy residence for my person. It is true that you felt safer and that joys poured down upon you. But the earth is not a place of delights, its inheritance is pain, and the cross is the bread of the strong. More so, since I had to establish the center of my will in you, and therefore it was necessary that my will lived in you and served you as the soul to the body. My will could never descend into a soul in a singular way and outside of the ordinary, if she did not have her distinct prerogatives. The same with my mama, I, eternal word, could not have descended in her, if she did not have her distinct prerogatives and the divine breath had not breathed into her, as into a new creation, to the point of rendering her admirable to all, and superior to all created things. The same with you, first my humanity wanted to have its stable dwelling in you in order to prepare you. And now it is giving you the life of my will, like the soul to the body. You must know that my will must be like the soul to the body. See, this happens also within us, the three divine persons. Our love is great, infinite and eternal, but if we did not have a will that animates and gives life to this love, our love would be without life, without works. Our wisdom seems incredible, our power can crush everything in 1 minute, and in another minute it can redo everything. But if we did not have a will that wanted to manifest the mastery of our wisdom, as it manifested it in the creation, in which it ordered and harmonized everything, and with its power it made it fixed in such way that it cannot move one bit, both wisdom and power would have had nothing to do. And so with all the rest of our attributes. Now, in the same way I want my will to be like the soul to the body. The body without the soul is lifeless. Even though it contains all the senses, it cannot see, nor speak, hear, work, it is almost a useless thing, and maybe even unbearable. But if the body is animated, how many things can it not do? Yet, oh! How many render themselves useless and unbearable because they are not animated by my will? They are like those electric systems without light, like those machines without motion, covered with rust and dust, and almost impotent to motion. Ah, how pitiful they are! Each thing which is not animated by my will is a life of sanctity that is missing. This is why I want to be in you like the soul to the body. And my will make new surprises of creations, it will give new life to my love, it will do new works, it will manifest the mastery of my wisdom, it will give new motion to my power. Therefore, be attentive and let me do, so that I may accomplish my great design, that the creature be animated by my will.